Good evening and welcome in. I posted a few mint pics on the ND Dadler on IG. It's crushing it tonight. What's that mean? What does that mean? All right. So that was if Metallica and the Eagles had a love child, that is Death Angel. That's who you were just listening to. In fact, in that album was released in 1990, and the drummer, when he first joined the band, Andrew Gallion, he was 15 years old on their first album. So I think he was like 18 on that record right there. So good times. This episode is dedicated to the past, the not too distant past, and the near future. So I did want to dedicate those songs from Death Angel to Bobby Kirkoff, wherever you are, my friend. And we miss you. Patrick from the last episode, 30. I also miss you, just not so much as I miss Bobby. So a lot of these songs will be for Patrick as well. Death Angel was like what's that? What's that group? Kahiba, Kohinga, and Kohubra. What is? If I know if I spell it wrong in the Kohibra and Cambrary or something. And Brie Kohiba, Coheed and Cambria. I was way off. The guy with the big, huge. He's got kind of a fro situation going on. They have that kind of bluesy, kind of funky thing that meets progressive music. So, yeah, for sure. Coheed and Cambria, yes. I just, I haven't even really listened to a lot of their material. I just think that they probably got a similar vibe to Death Angel. Death Angel should have changed their name. They were a thrash metal band. They should have changed their name. But they didn't, so they kept it going on, and that name was wildly inappropriate once David Giffen signed them in 1990. I finally found my ammonia sports squeeze. This is smelling salts. This is it says on the bottle, squeeze, do not squeeze. Like, this entire bottle should last the entire, I don't know, fucking baseball, basketball, wrestling coaches, probably at least two lifetimes. You don't push, don't squeeze. Just hold it under your nostrils. If you squeeze it, you will get that reaction. It will elicit that response, which is, but good in between like sets. If you're doing jujitsu and you need a little pick me up, a little energy, there's nothing like ammonia straight up your nose that'll do that for you, kids. So, I've had a great week. Tomorrow morning, I am headed to Jensen Beach in Florida, right near West Palm, to see my buddy that I haven't seen in probably 5 years. And I'm still on PTO, so I'm going to get myself a little vacation time at a real sleepy, hey, NATO Bear, at a real sleepy, small beach town outside of West Palm. Super excited. So tonight may not be a super long one, but I do have still programming set up with music and situations. Where's Copper at? Van Dutch, welcome in. Copper has to come into the chat before we can play the intro music. Otherwise, I was the most beloved bear, were you? Dude, I didn't even, like, for most of my bareness career, I have not been to the Speakeasy Saloon. I've been doing my own thing, listening from afar and super chatting. Super excited that Owen is starting to get over the hump with things, and I kind of have an idea about sort of may what have been happening in March, but I'm not going to say anything because I'm going to be speaking out of turn or speaking extemporaneously, but whenever he's ready to share, I'm interested. So as Joe says, I'm neurotic, but I'm also magnanimous. So you've stepped into everybody's favorite single dad with no kids live stream on Rumble Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10:05 Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, tell your friends, if you're looking for some hang time with some dirtbags in the chat here, you can come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays and you can mock me to your heart's desire. I never watched live, but as a part of a few Bear Chats communities, Indiana Bears are good people. I like it. I didn't make it out to the recent, I think it's Moonlight Mama Bear that was doing a Atlanta one, and I was just, I had some other stuff going on. Magnanimous neurotic, maybe. Magnanimous neurotic. It's hard to say, Joe. But yeah, this stuff really, I was looking for this, and you know where I found it? In the last place you look. I found it in my luggage because I'm getting ready to pack. And I was like, yeah, I think if you're dead, this will actually wake you up. you said it correctly. Magnanimous neurotic. Remember, did you ever see that show Manimal? I think it was on ABC. It's with, I think, Thomas Jane back in the old days, where he was a guy that could shapeshift. And yeah, that was a good one. Agreed. Hoosier Bears are legit. Is that what people are from Indiana? Hoosiers? I'm missing whatever chromosome it is that cares about sports or what the final outcome was with that. I was like, if I was playing in it, I would be interested. If I was watching it because I had money on it, which is not something I really do, I would be interested in it. But otherwise, sports, watching sports, I don't get it. Somebody want to clue me into what is the fascination? I would basically rather watch anything other than sports. 7-Eleven Lucas, welcome in. We're doing a dedication episode. I'm doing some songs from Death Angel's third album, Act 3. It came out in 1990, and they were signed to David Geffen. What I like about these guys is they're not setting the world on fire with some crazy chops that nobody can do. They're just interesting and unique. So you can always out-unique people. There's one point I like, one of the drummer counts off 1, 2, 3, 4, like that, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the middle of the song, but he counts that off with a splash. No, first it's a snare, a splash, maybe another splash, a different timbre, or is it timbre? Timbre? I think it's timbre. And then another snare. Just black. Very cool. Yeah, I think that Facebook is just like our Twitter for live. It's just here to wrangle in a few folks, and then we'll just delete it right afterwards. How do you catch a unique rabbit? Unique up on it. How's your new video going, Joe, where you're teaching people not to keep their loose clothing around the workshop? Copper Barrett, welcome in. We're now going to introduce the intro music. Just so you know, in the future, if you think we're going to keep doing the show the regular way, if you're not in here, then the intro song never gets released. And then that's that existential question. Like, did we actually ever really have an episode? Gag in the Wise is stillborn comedy bit. It didn't test well in Rhode Island. Do you know what Rhode Island's official name is in the union? It's the longest. Providence, Rhode Island is the longest name in the actual, what do you want to call it? The long form name of Rhode Island is the longest in the union. And let's look it up and see what it is. Can't believe I look at Providence, Rhode Island, and it still doesn't come up as like the first thing. That should come out of a holster. Come on, man. Okay, well, then we'll ask it in reverse. What is the longest union in the longest state name in the union? USA. I'm in Vegas tonight. Last day, I've been here 2 days. Feel like a week. Yeah, I bet. The official name of Rhode Island is the State of Rhode Island and Providence Plantation. So there you go. If you're ever on Jeopardy and you think you are going to get asked a question like that, you now know it. It's the State of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, longest state in the union. Good times. All right. So let's go ahead and my new rule is not to upload like 10 videos to this thing. Just upload them one at a time, label them, because it jams up the shit. Like, I'm finding the hacks out to Rumble. Copper, Vegas sucks. Try not to go there. Yeah, it's a work thing for her, though. Are you keeping it in check there with your situation and your partying? It was for work. It is for work. So I have two other songs to play. And then I've got, we're going to revisit just for the sake of when I tell people about certain stuff and then it reminds me to upload it to the show. So we'll look at Hitler speaking with in English. That is, hey, Terra Bear, that'll be courtesy of you, of AI, which sometimes A and I, we don't see eye to eye every time, but I tell you, with AI, I'm super nice. I'm super cordial because you never know who you're talking to. I've been there for work also. No disrespect. No. She's fine. Vegas is something that should be experienced at least once. But I'm not a big drinker. And I'm not a gambler, Coddington. I feel like I smoked 5 packs of cigarettes and I lost that many years. Well, dude. Cigarette smoking is self-loathing, Copper. Didn't you know that? So, like, if you eat, like, on purpose, like an asshole, like you go to McDonald's on purpose, then that is something that is self-loathing. So smoking is self-loathing because you're participating. You can eat a bad meal and you're not, like, self-loathing. You're just going to have a cheat day. When it comes to cigarettes, you are purposely participating in self-loathing. That's how I feel, though. Slept maybe 18 hours. Have you been sleeping? Got to keep list. First of all, folks, you know, not to be mansplaining and everything, but when you fly high altitude, number one, you're already escalating whatever their hydration that you're not feeling. Most people are mildly dehydrated, not dishydrated. And therefore, if you fly on a jet aircraft, you need to have stuff in your luggage when you land to take as to hydrate you. You're just, there's no way about it. You're just definitely, you're trying to play catch up. I'm smoking. Oh, you made a cigarette now, but I'm not eating fast food. Well, that's good. That's good, Seven. We got 50-50. I'm trying to wake myself up a little bit. This may not be a long one, depending on if Cucumber Bear and Sleep the Pry Bear gets in here, and Creative and Port Bear and all the rest of the gang. This may be a shorter stream tonight. Yeah, get the hydration four. What's that? Taking the banana bag? I got hydrated one time at Restore. I'm still a member there. I got to tell you, I could do the banana bag and the banana bag and everything else. I don't feel a bit of difference, not one. Self-loathing, but damn that first cigarette in the morning. Quit drinking 4 years ago. Well, you did. You're off to the races, Ryan. But you should put smoking, not snoking. We'll give you a little time so you just quit the drinking. Now it's time to start winding down on the cigarettes. Intravenous hydration, EV for ha ha ha, just drink it. Remember, Weird Science, and they got that fat guy, the bus driver from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. He's like got that Fats Domino voice where he's like, that Planes, Trains, and Automobiles was in the movie. That same guy was in Weird Science, and they're all hanging out with these a bunch of dudes that are older than them. Obviously, they're in high school, and they give this drink to this to what is his name? Michael Hall, Michael C. Hall. Andrew, what's the name? Oingo Boingo, Essential 80s Listing. Oh, yeah. But what's the name of the kid? Andrew Michael Hall. That's what it was. And he's like, what is it? And the guy goes, drink it. And he goes, see you in the emergency room. Nargingston Bot is here. I'm going to eat a regular watermelon, like a personal one. Like a personal watermelon? You stopped off at Publix there and... Did you stop up at Publix in Vegas? Evening, y'all. Mr. Nagus, welcome in. So funny, I watched Weird Science last night. Synchronicity! I think I just realized that Chet was a piece of shit in the movie. Yeah. Chet's just like, I don't get it, though, because Chet's like already living he's already living as a functioning adult, living in his parents' home. So like picking on his brother didn't really make a lot of sense. Do you tell the water you love it? No, but there is some intention behind that. Check out Quantum. What was it? Quantum Down the Rabbit Hole. What was that documentary? Yeah. Rabbit Hole. Oh, it's What the Bleep Down the Rabbit Hole. And it's a documentary about quantum physics where this one doctor basically gave in good intentions to like ice. And you could see the differences between him yelling at it and bitching at it and also being super sweet. You see the reaction to it. It's totally trippy. That's when I was like, that was definitely a defining moment in my trutherness. Vegas water tastes gross. You can't drink the water there, dude. It's like basically... Actually, you know what? That's not true. I don't know where they're getting it from now, but they were originally, they were getting it from 2 hours north of Vegas. And those people that had those water reserves were like, fuck you, Vegas. We're not giving you any more water. You guys, we're not giving you anything. This is ridiculous. What the bleep, down the rabbit hole. So this came out in... You're not going to tell me the year? Is it going to be like that Amazon? 2006. And the only way I can describe it is you just have to watch it. I'm not even going to give away any details to it. If you can't watch it, you're probably in the wrong. It's probably the wrong live stream for you. My room is nice, though. I bet it is. All the rooms are nice there in Vegas. Joe, Copper, Wit, 7-Eleven, Trident, and Daddly. Evening, everybody. Got it. So let's do another song here. I'm going to put in Death Angel with some lyrics. And again, this is dedicated to my friend Bobby Kirkhoff, wherever he may be, and also to Patrick from the last episode, because he's into this stuff. Back in a second.
Affectation was an early sign of a twisted mind. Our virtues had faded away. Apprehension made her cold, but once she was inside, the child within her died and left her with a heart of stone. Game on.
Welcome in, Jim Bob.
You've used this stuff before, the ammonia sports squeeze. Do not squeeze the bottle. Fuck coffee, dude. All you need is this. And this bottle should last you, your coach, the basketball team, the baseball team, and the wrestling team for at least a couple of lifespans. Have you tried it before, though? Dude, if you need a little, you know, a little pick-me-up, forget coffee, forget Red Bull. It's not smelling salts. It's called smelling salts, but it's literally just ammonia. That's why it's so cheap. It says,
oh,
smelling salt and twist and sniff. Yeah, don't, the word sniff sounds like, don't do that. You got to keep it very, you got to think very light. Otherwise, you will rue the day. How's it going down there in down in Brazil, Chief? Are you almost out of there? Are you getting closer and closer? You guys remember Jimbo Slice was on episode 12, I believe, or 13. It looks gay when you sniff it. Probably. It is gay. I'm on my way to Florida tomorrow, dude. Go hang out with my buddy for through Saturday and come back. Getting to the finish line, good. Yeah, everyone thinks Brazil sounds like a super sweet place to visit, but it sounds like they got a lot of problems. I know you were struggling that day. You know what would have been better for you that day? If you had yourself some squeeze ammonia. You could have woken your woman up. You could have woken up the dog. But I'm serious. Anybody that gets this stuff, it's like, I don't know. They meant this to have it for literally at least a couple of lifetimes for a bunch of teams. Pretty sure it's the same thing, Joe. Yeah. It's ammonia copper. Pretty sure it's the same. Ammonia carbonate. Is it carbonate? I can't read this. Who the fuck writes that in that fucking small ass? It's 1.57 ounces. It might as well be a metric ton for how long it's going to last. Seriously. It is a fucked up place to live, but a nice place to visit. What, for like maybe like 3 to 5 days, and then you got to be like out of there? It just sounds like they don't have any money. It is smelling salts, but are smelling salts actually called that because they are, that's what they do? Or is there a salt versus an ammonia? Or is salt ammonia? Let's ask the internet machine. Why am I asking you guys? You guys know nothing. Is smelling salts ammonia? What is smelling salts? By definition, they are any preparation of ammonia carbonate. There you go. NH4, 2CO3, H2O, and perfume. Sniffed as a restorative or stimulant. Traditionally, they were sniffed as a stimulant to relieve faintness or swooning. Swooning. I thought swooning was when like you're like you see a girl and you're like, oh my God, I gotta meet her. Let's look up the definition of swooning. Swooning, to faint, lose consciousness. Oh, I guess it's being used in that. I get it. It's being used in a different context. The women were swooning over the Beatles or whatever, and everyone like just flipped out and lost their minds. They needed smelling salts. As long as it's a long-ass flight, so 3 days isn't nearly long enough. Yeah, isn't the airport like super far away from the like any city that you would actually go and visit? Women swoon, men do not. That's true, Joe. It's not a men's thing. It's something that like I think what's his nuts from the Rat Pack would say. Well, the swoon the women. Joe Rogan and Joey Diaz will never make me see smelling salts the same. What did they do? Did they do an episode where they didn't let anybody know and they put Bert the fucking retard Kreischer on there? I can't believe that whatever noise he was, that's a good impression that Owen said. He said he was like, he sounded like a Wi-Fi signal was like mating with a baby
half that had been, I don't know. So doing a few quotes here. This life might be more about God getting to know us than us getting to know God. Owen Benjamin. I think that's literally super profound. It makes a lot of sense because if you think about it, you can think you know God, but really, you know, you got to have that meme with Thor on there. Like, really though? And we're not formed and made into really anything until we ended up being born here and going through the motions. So yeah, it is kind of getting to know us. Bay Area thrash for sure. First of the purple drinks breaks. Now, I had a few beers that day. There were actually Guinness, so that you know, there's a lot of iron in those. And I don't know. It's like I have the mortal bladder of a 6-month-old baby. Maybe that's it. Beatles were utter shit for sure. That Tavistock episode was very big for me. Oh, they went hard on the salts and people memed it. What did they do exactly? It's about an hour. Yeah, the guy who sniffs smell salts on camera swoons. The main airport. Yep. Well, can you believe it? Let's bring in the video from the Useless Eaters. Don't usually do anything with any kind of connotation about what do we want to call those people? What do we call those people these days? Copper? Republicans in name only, or Democrats, and they got all these. Jimbo's got like a whole list of them. I'm not into politics, but I thought this was an interesting one.
Republicans do nothing. Republicans have been in charge for I don't know how long of managing the decline. I mean, look, it's not exactly a new insult to call the Republican Party controlled opposition, but let's right. be frank, that's exactly what they are. Even right. Joseph Stalin allowed an opposition party. A lot of people don't realize this. He allowed, encouraged, and in fact funded an opposition party to give the people of the Soviet Union an illusion of choice. Oh, no, these guys are against me. Wow, it's pretty scary.
Now, is that one of the Trump sons or something? I can't tell. He's got a beard.
Scary, but somehow they never end up accomplishing any of their anti-Stalin goals. We're constant. What Republicans do? Republicans do nothing.
Jimbo Slice says, I just call them all shitbags now.
Republicans have been in charge.
Oh, is that it? That's the end of the video. Okay.
What Republicans do? Republicans do. Republicans.
And that's got Dream Rare in the video. And if you know Dream Rare, I think he coined all Republicans do is lose in slow motion while wearing cowboy hats. Yeah, Jimbo, my favorite guitar by far. I have seen yours. Nice. Oh, Jimbo, you play? If I had every instrument I ever owned and didn't hawk for some reason, because whatever I was trying to do, I would have an entire room filled with instruments for every child to play. Anomaly has been crushing. Yeah, Anomaly is funny because I like, again, he's very authentic because he was very big into Trump back in the day, and then he lost his luster for it after identifying he's. I'm the father of the Vex. I'm the father of the Vex. So I have been learning for the past 3 years. Nice. Nice. It's never too late to learn. My main telly is left. Lefty 90s. My J with scalloped up and down strat neck. What's a My J? And I was thinking about this earlier today. I was going to make a little meme for it, but I just figured I'd just tell you guys. It's just my own observation. It could be wrong, but assume every truck driver that you ever see on the expressway is on meth. They aren't, but just act as if. I think that's the best way to approach Truckers on the Road. Booyah. Didn't think you were going to get some PSAs here, did you? Lefty too, because fingers are all busted up in my left hand. That's probably really good for your dexterity, Chief. My J made in Japan. Ah, yeah. What's the story with that? So if Fender or Gibson are made in America, they're originals. If they're Japanese or Mexicans, they're still made by them, but they're the knockoff, correct? Like the quality is going to be down by a factor of what, Joe? If you buy a Japanese or a Mexican. And like, does it change too much if you actually use, like if you just, you changed all the pickups and stuff, would it still be, is it about the neck being higher quality and all the inner guts, or is there certain things? Just go with it, Meth. Got it. Yeah, I need to. Typically, Japanese are on par with American made. Really? I know my Music Man. My Music Man four string bass is made in America. The 80s Japanese Fenders were some of the best ever made anywhere.
Japan doesn't mess around. Let me make sure this is. And it's made in California.
Yeah. This is made in San Luis Obispo, California. The alien cat, is that the same thing as that dude was saying the other night when I was like, San Francisco? He's like, no, San Ho, blah, 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 blah. But what about the 90s? I think it changes. I think if he's saying it's 80s specific, maybe the 90s they started getting really cheap. Or same thing with the whatchamadoodle, with the Mexican stuff. The 90s were great too. Yeah, I've had a Telecaster before. My buddy sold it to me. I think I sold it back to him. My banjo hails from Tennessee. All Japanese Fenders are excellent. So there's no difference between American? That doesn't change anything, like the ability to resell? Look at you guys becoming friends. If you get here by Labor Day, Jim, you should come to the festival with all the like-minded people in Missouri. Polish mostly, got an American-made Strat, still a beauty from early 90s. And another quote that I came along the other day, I was mentioning it in a conversation with a friend, but I couldn't attribute it to anybody today other than Anthony Robbins or Tony Robbins, whatever he's going by now, but he only paraphrased it. The original quote is, "We change when the pain of same outweighs the pain to change." Say it again. We change when the pain of same outweighs the pain to change. Was not, what's his nuts? That's not Tony Robbins. I think he repurposed it just like those my lunch break situations. Polish. The American Fenders were through a rough patch mid-1979 through '80s. What was it? Oh, well, that was a time there was definitely a huge recession in the United States around that time period. People were having a hard time finding a job, so maybe they couldn't find dudes to make a American Polish. So it's a less Polish. Yeah, Jew-ish. Not really. I wouldn't consider myself ish or Jew, although people think because you're bloodline might have some Hebrew in it that you have to automatically capitulate and sign off on all their nonsense. Wrong. Tony Robbins got a lot of his program from Landmark Education, EST. Five-ish. What is a program from Landmark Education? Let's look at that. EST. Landmark Worldwide. Centered in San Francisco. Known as Landmark Education before 2013. As part of the human potential movement. It sounds like George had, he came up with a fake charity, like so he could give out Christmas gifts but not spend anything. So he gave everybody like, I've just donated it in your name to the human fund. Humans helping other people. As part of the human potential movement, which was centered in San Francisco, you don't say, from 1971 to 1984, which promoted the idea that individuals are empowered when they take personal responsibility, excuse me, for all events in their lives, both good and bad. Sounds okay. So far, I'm listening. In 1985, Earnhardt modified EST to be gentler and more business-oriented and renamed it the Landmark Forum. In 1991, he sold the company and concept to some of his employees who incorporated it as Landmark Education Corporation, which was restructured in Landmark Education LLC in 2003, and is renamed Landmark Worldwide LLC in 2013. You go, guys. So basically, Tony Robbins just took some shit like the Callahan Method and a bunch of other things and just decided to run with it and branded him for himself. Real Children's Program, five-ish. Look it up. Okay. Five-ish. I'm going to be doing the live stream while I'm down there in Florida. It'll either be one of two things. It'll either be a live just by myself, or it'll be live with me and my buddy. Or he may not want to do live, so I'll do my normal live on Thursday, but I'll record a pre-record an episode with him, just him and I. Without, we don't really need the chat for that. So, neuro-linguistics programming possibility tech ontology. I can't ever say that. I can say after you leave me a message on my phone. You can say, please leave a brief justification for the ontological necessity of modern man's existential dilemma. I don't get back to you. Five-ish, the Wikipedia or the free dictionary. It's not coming up, Copper. Is there another website? It's on X. Oh, I'm not even on X. I can't even look anything up on there. Neurolinguistics sounds like a bunch of hoodly daddle to me, Joe. Jeez, am I gonna have to pee again? All right, I'm gonna put on the video of what's his nuts. There's redundancies in your message. I'm sure there's total redundancies in most of what I do. All right, let's look at Hitler in English. And I'm gonna pee real quick and stop drinking so much damn water.
Das ich fleißig gewesen bin. In connection with the Jewish question, I have this to say. It is a shameful spectacle to see how the whole democratic world is oozing sympathy for the poor, tormented Jewish people, but remains hard-hearted and obdurate when it comes to helping them, which is surely, in view of its attitude, an obvious duty. The arguments that are brought up as an excuse for not helping them actually speak for us Germans and Italians. For this is what they say. One, we, that is the democracies, are not in a position to take in the Jews. Yet in these empires there are not 10 people to the square kilometer. While Germany, with her 135 inhabitants to the square kilometer, is supposed to have room for them. Two,
They assure us we cannot take them unless Germany is prepared to allow them a certain amount of capital to bring with them as immigrants. For hundreds of years, Germany was good enough to receive these elements. Infectious political and physical diseases. What they possess today, they have by a very large extent gained at the cost of the less astute German nation by the most reprehensible manipulations. Today, we are merely paying this people what it deserves. When the German nation was, thanks to the inflation instigated and carried through by Jews, deprived of the entire savings which it had accumulated in years of honest work, when the rest of the world took away the German nation's foreign investments, when we were divested of the whole of our colonial possessions, these philanthropic considerations evidently carried little noticeable weight with democratic statesmen. Today I can only assure these gentlemen that thanks to the brutal education with which the democracies favored us for 15 years, we are completely hardened to all attacks of sentiment. After more than 800,000 children of the nation had died of hunger and undernourishment at the close of the war, we witnessed almost 1 million head of milking cows being driven away from us in accordance with the cruel paragraphs of a dictate which the humane democratic apostles of the world forced upon us as a peace treaty. We witnessed over 1 million German prisoners of war being retained in confinement for no reason at all for a whole year after the war was ended. We witnessed over 1.5 million Germans being torn away from all that they possessed in the territories lying on our frontiers and being whipped out with practically only what they wore on their backs. We had to endure having millions of our fellow countrymen torn from us without their consent and without their being afforded the slightest possibility of existence. I could supplement these examples with dozens of the most cruel kind. For this reason, we ask to be spared all sentimental talk. The German nation does not wish its interests to be determined and controlled by any foreign nation. France to the French, England to the English, America to the Americans, and Germany to the Germans. We are resolved to prevent the settlement in our country of a strange people which was capable of snatching for itself all the leading positions in the land and to oust it. For it is our will to educate our own nation for these leading positions. We have hundreds of thousands of very intelligent children of peasants and of the working classes.
Für Richtigkeit.
All right. So not doing any disclaimers or signing off on anything, but not what I expected. But of course, anything that's German coming out of anyone's mouth. Yeah. You can say the spider and it sounds like you're damning something to hell. 2 Acre, welcome. Who's that idiot yelling? Mr. Mustache, actually. He sounds less menacing and less anti-Semitic when he speaks in English. It's interesting. Candy from Django. That's the perfect meme for anything that the one I put on my Facebook when they overturned Roe versus Wade. And I had Candy from Candyland in the womb as a sonogram or whatever the, what's the thing they use to see the kid? Ultrasound. He's like, boy. Oh, let me look up what Copper sent me. Put it on Instagram. I won't be able to look, I don't think. Did you send it to Hoodly Daddle Bear? No, you sent it on the other one. I can't log into it. Let's try to log on to it. Just work with me, Instagram. Do it. Every time I try to switch to Bears or Us on the Fly here, it never lets me. You never know. You never know. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. Bullshit machine. Definitely. You sent it to my Instagram? I don't have it. SMLorg4. Hitlarious. Smorgasbord. And can you come on the stream? Anthony sent me something. Guitar Man Bear. All right, can you still hear me on Rumble? This might be a fix because I went ahead and muted myself on the computer, but not the microphone. Let's see.
This might be a fix. I went ahead and muted myself on the computer, but not the microphone.
All right. I guess you can do that. So it is on Rumble now. 33. Ryan, you can hear everything. Good. Awesome. So now I can watch. I can put my computer on mute and I can watch the chat now and I won't miss anything. Booyah. Learning. Rumble, flomble. Did you get it? Telegram. Oh, you sent it on Telegram. Yeah, 1 second. Interesting. All right, cool. There it is. Aura's Five-ish and Friends. Five-ish gets ready for Shabbos. Aura presents Five-ish and Friends. Join Fiverish and it's spelled it. Oh, it's the same way. Joins Fiverish and his friends as they prepare for Shabbos. I don't know. That sounds like a nightmare. Why is there cartoons in there though? I don't know. Let's take a look at this and see what happens. Come on. There we go. Children's programming in 3.3 months. You will need no bots. I rather have bots that I can count on than bots that just watch me and never say anything. All right, what's going on with this? I'm not bringing you into the show. I don't know what we're doing here. I'm just going to check out Copper's thing. What a horrible song. Oh, yeah, that's just madness. I can't do it. Okay. Hybrid xylophones are great, though. Not really, bro. That's just any of the stuff that they ever come up with to write for kids that's not written by some influencers that actually know how to talk to kids is always turns out to be some nonsense grabbled. Why Jews are Jews? Mostly because of culture. I don't think that given a choice, which I was given a choice at birth, you could go, well, you can gravitate towards these nebbishy, bitchy oy veyers over here, or you can be liked by the rest of society. And I opted for the latter, not the former. Who's from Whoville, dude? I don't know. Who is from Whoville? Where is Creative at? Is she good? Port Bear. The impaired grappler. What's your green pants roommate up to? UK Bear is still chilling in the exact same spot he was from the last time you guys saw him, and he has not moved since then. I can't believe I've actually never just taken that dummy and just tried to do some jiu-jitsu moves on it, because that's what it was made for. I've literally never done that, but I put all that clothing, old jeans and shit in there to make it heavy enough. Don't you mean Mama JF? Mama JF she's Jason Bourne, you know. She will not be found. She's gone. If Mama JF doesn't want to be known, she doesn't want to be found, Mama J won't be found. She's highly skilled in espionage, and you know, she will not be found. We're moving onward and upward. So it's going to be an encouraging week. Get to get some sun rays, get down to Florida before the new situation starts on Monday. So highly stoked. Had some interesting things materialize recently that I won't get into, but encouraging nonetheless. Raised my spirits and my vibration. So I think we're going to call it at 1 hour. Because I am going to drive tomorrow, I guess, what, 8.5, some odd hours? 00911, Mama Jaya, PTO. I'm still on the PTO. So, Lorda, what's there? My buddy, he's got some health complications that have come up. So I'm going down to see him. I haven't seen him in 5 years. He's one of my best friends in the world. Lives in Jensen Beach, which is outside of West Palm. So I think it's about an eight-hour plus drive, but it'll be nothing. I purposely didn't listen to much of the stream today at all, so I would have something to follow up on. Wait, this is over? What the heck? No, I'm not putting any restrictions on it. It's just kind of a, what's the word? It's kind of a mellow night, you know, getting ready for seeing my buddy, hanging out, getting some good seafood. Hi, bye. No. At least we still have one more song I play for the closeout, and then I got the, you know, closeout song, outro music. And then, you know, who knows? Creative could just drop in here in 2 seconds and start kicking some knowledge about, you know, Elizabethan poetry or something, right? Don't you mean Mama JF? Mama JF, she don't want to be found. She is like Jason Bourne. You know Jason Bourne? Well, she is like Jason Bourne. She's a simile of Jason Bourne. Mama JF. Florida is awesome, dude. Enjoy it. Yeah, I can't wait. Gonna go down there and just relax. Last time I was there, it was with the narcissist, so it definitely put undue stress on my friends, and I would like to make up for that. Oh, I'm gonna get some more of the squeeze. Oh, ammonia. Let's think about a green pants man guest spot going forward, something to mull over. UK Bear has been on the live stream. I had him on one Saturday afternoon, but we didn't do like an interview. There was no expose. All softball questions. The Palms Hotel is like Florida. Yeah. Last time I stayed in Vegas, I got catfished with the picture, because it was like one of those, come on, stay on one of the off the beaten path, you know, one of these hotels that's been around since the 70s, like the Golden Nugget or something. But it wasn't that. It was like the Tropicana. But suffice it to say, It looked like the pictures once you got in there, but definitely one of those things like where your real estate agent is like, ooh, if I get it from this angle. And you're like, listen, lady, make it look good. Don't make it look too good, okay? I want people walking in my house after the fact and going, yeah, this is underwhelming. You don't want that. The sidekick bear of Bears R Us. Yes, it's Uke Bear. He is a jujitsu dummy. And you get what you pay for here. Yeah, some we could say that. I don't have the same long-standing relationship with the chat like we do in a speakeasy. But I'm doing well. This is episode 31. H.O. Thursday will be 32. And then if I be to a pre-record it with my buddy, that would be episode 33. So that would be next level. I can't wait. Florida is decent. I'm just a mountains or fishing, hunting, vacation guy if I'm choosing. But being single me probably lends to that mindset. Well, it's more about just seeing my buddy. I mean, the fact that he lives near the beach is awesome. But I mean, I'm just going down there to see him, hang out with him, cut up with him, reconnect. He's going through some stuff. And I don't want to, I'm not at liberty to share that on the stream. But, you know, if we get him on and he starts jabbering, we'll talk. 33, he's hurting. Sounds groovy. But you got to have some kind of, you can't have an episode 33 without something of consequence happening. There has to be some something or other, right? I would be on a tropical beach for a vacation. That's pretty much all I consider vacations are. Although I could foresee myself in a future time with a certain somebody, like going to the mountains and just getting some great pancakes, not by myself. That would be good. What did you guys think of Death Angel? Did you think it was Cambria and Coheed-ish, or did you think that was the right Metallica had a love child with the Eagles because they got a lot of vocals and stuff? You're going to West or East Coast? East Coast, but I tell you, of the Atlantic beaches, most of the time everyone wants to go to the Gulf because the Gulf has that turquoise, you know, picturesque white sands and turquoise beaches or turquoise ocean. But Jensen Beach for the Atlantic, very white beaches and very pretty water. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's bring up the song Queensryche leaning. Yeah. Wait, are you saying Queensryche for Cambria and Coheed or for Death Angel? The vocalist was always a great vocalist for thrash, for sure. That's north of Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. So yeah, it's basically South Florida on the upswing towards the north part of Florida. Let's see what we got. Death Angel, yeah. And then they tried to do some stuff after the fact, and it was not really kicking like fried chicken. So they tried to change their name to The Organization, which is one of the names of their songs, and that didn't work out much either. All right, here's let's do this video with the Duchess of Decorum, my friend Patty, doing a reaction video to this. I thought this was pretty good based on current events.
It's clear that the alcohol is a known carcinogen. That is a fact. That is not controversial. We've known that's not new information. When it comes to breast cancer, alcohol intake, even a moderate level, is one of the single most modifiable risk factors have available to us. And out of 20 years of taking care of women, I have thousands and thousands of women say, I don't want to take hormones. It might increase my risk of breast cancer. I have never had one woman come to me and say, I'm so worried about breast cancer that I am willing to abstain from alcohol completely. And it's significant, and not just breast, oral, liver, esophageal. So I think if you want to do if you're the person who wants to do everything to be healthier and you're still consuming alcohol, it's time to revisit that.
Yeah, so cut out the alcohol. My friend Patty, this is what she says in the top of the video. It says, this is why I don't drink and I never have. Empty calories, you know, it goes on and on and on. All right, so the last song is called A Room with a View, and this is even more like the departure from thrash. So Ryan, I think you'll enjoy this one. And then I'm going to close out with the outro music, and then I'm going to see you guys on Thursday at 10:05 Eastern Standard Time at Rumble and on IG. And whether or not my buddy will be in on it remains to be seen, but no matter what, we'll still be here, and I'll have a lot more energy because I won't have driven that day, or I'm not about to drive that day. All right, so this is called A Room with a View. Locale won't welcome in.
Sitting at the window, staring down. Listen to the people shuffling around.
Buddy.
Sunlight wants to.
Rob Cavastani on vocals and lead guitar. Mark Acegueda on lead vocals. Andy Galleon on drums, who was 15 on their first album. I think on this album, he's 18. And then Gus Pepe on bass and Dennis Pepe on rhythm guitar. Solid, solid group, 1990. All right, so if we don't have anything else, anybody wants to tell us your favorite quote here before we close out? Versatile tune, yeah. We've got some more stuff that's heavy, but I didn't want to play all the heavy stuff tonight, so I'll play a few more tracks on maybe next Tuesday's situation. All right, guys, love you long time. We'll see you on Thursday at 10:05 Eastern Standard Time. You people in the Rumble chat, you know, try registering. It's not that hard. We will love you a long time. Kids.